For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Police in the nation's capital have one of five suspects in custody for the killing of a 10-year-old girl last month. Police Chief Peter Newsham says five masked men opened fire at random July 16th on a residential street, killing Micaiah Wilson outside her home and wounding four others.
Members of the Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force arrested 20-year-old Kuwan Thomas of Southeast Washington, D.C. for first-degree murder while armed.
President Trump continues to attack his attorney general, saying in a tweet Saturday that Jeff Sessions doesn't understand what's happening in his command position. Congressman Denny Heck says he doesn't agree with the president's reasons for wanting Sessions gone.
There are lots of reasons to be concerned and object to Attorney General Sessions' tenure as attorney general, but the president isn't offering a good one.
Heck says he disagrees on a lot of issues with the attorney general. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A Trinity Railway Express train rammed into a dump truck in East Fort Worth Saturday, killing both people in the truck and injuring several people on the train, two of them critically. A total of 11 people were hospitalized. Pope Francis is cheered as he's driven from Dublin Castle after meeting with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar. Varadkar urged Pope Francis to listen closely to the harrowing experiences of Irish Catholics.
Holy Father, we ask that you listen to the victims and survivors, and we know that you will do that, and that you will bring to it the attributes of compassion and humility and honesty that we all here feel that you embody as Pontiff.
A high school football game in northern Illinois was halted after the sound of gunfire outside the stadium sent hundreds of spectators running away and some players dropping to the field for safety. The Rockford Register Star reports that gunfire happened outside Auburn High School's stadium in Rockford last night. According to police, the gunfire apparently came from two passing vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another associate of the president has been granted immunity by federal prosecutors as part of their investigation into his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. USA's Wendy King has more on that story.
One of the top financial officials in President Trump's company is now expected to cooperate with investigators in the Russia probe. Alan Weisselberg is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. He is now getting immunity from prosecutors who are looking into hush money payments before the 2016 election.
11 former staffers at a prominent New Hampshire prep school have been accused of fondling, forced kissing, and other sexual misconduct with students. Two reports released yesterday by Phillips Exeter Academy also found that school administrators often failed to act on complaints of abuse and, in several cases, never recorded the complaints of wrongdoing in personnel files, allowing teachers to be hired elsewhere despite concerns about their behavior. Senator John McCain has announced he'll no longer seek treatment for his brain cancer. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says McCain has a rare ability to reach all Americans.
His ability to work across the board with people, regardless of political affiliation, his view of America as a leader in the world, and his ambassadorship to the rest of the world for our values has been something that has tremendously touched everyone in the United States and around the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.